The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Another day and another topic. And there are great and countless virtues and blessings to recite Durood e Pak on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Those who love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet and shake hands and send peace and blessings upon me. Before they separate from each other, Allah azza wa jal will forgive their past and future sins." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today our topic is the false accusation, is cancer in our society. Is a major, major problem in our society. Aur Islam in sari cheezo ko condemn karta hai, jo rohani aur maasharti paakizgi ko kharaab karti hai. Quran Paak mein bhi kai jaga pe یہ کبیرہ گناہ میجر سن جو ہے فالز ایکیوزیشن اس کے بارے میں بیان کیا گیا ہے یہ حرام اور جہنم میں لے جانے والا کام ہے اور آج اس کے حوالے سے بات کریں گے سنس دس سوشل میڈیا اسٹارٹ اور دس میڈیا جب سے آپ کہیں کہ میڈیا کی لائف اسٹارٹ ہوئی ہے یہ بڑا کامن ہوتا گیا ہے اور اس کی کانسیکوینسز کیا ہیں معاشرے پہ سوسائٹی پہ کیا اثر ہوتے ہیں پرسنل لائف پہ فیملی کے اوپر اسے کیا اثرات ہوتے ہیں انشاءاللہ آج اس پہ ڈسکس کریں گے فالس ایکیوزیشن آج کا ٹاپک ہے ہمارے ساتھ رہیے گا وی سٹارٹ ود دی ریسائٹیشن آف ہولی قرآن فیض رسول بھائی انشاءاللہ تلاوت قرآن پاک کریں گے
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا
بڑی امید ہے سرکار Oh,
جزاك الله سبحان الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ان شاء الله بلاوا آئے گا جائیں گے مدینہ ان شاء الله we'll start with Abdulhanan bhai ان شاء الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم say some no doubt and this is a topic which need to be mentioned in society today because people are just falsely accusing people so easily and with so much courage you know just think about it you're putting a blame on someone an action which he hasn't done and you know this is lying about him you got to have courage to do this in the sense of not in courage in a good way but courage able to stand up for that because it's not easy when you blame someone and you without any evidence you're blaming him and then accusing him of doing things it's a very dangerous matter and not just dangerous in the sense of the dunya but also the akhirah one aspect you got to look at is the person who you making this accusation about the false accusation what how he destroys his life because some accusations leave a person left in a state that he can't even face anyone he can't even come out to people still thinking that he has done this and people still believing that he's done this action and you get sometimes people due to false accusation end up taking their own life to this extent as well so it's a very dangerous matter false accusation in the matters there's so many matters which people blame people or make an accusation about him and nowadays the most common one is our neighbor is a drug dealer right you see someone driving a nice car or he's dealing drugs and it's so easy people say this and just by looking at someone is dressed nice driving a nice car has a nice house the first thing he comes to the person's mind where did you get this money from you know he must be drug dealing so straight away people jump into this conclusion of blaming someone and you know in this way it's very dangerous and so, then again you get people calling people thieves you know this person's a thief or look at how can he wear good clothes like he must have stolen them right again without any evidence a person is making this type of accusation then there's accusations in the matters of another common thing is says I mean, we'll talk more about it you know people blame people he's done black magic right this is so common in society today as well you know every second house they're blaming someone for doing black magic could be an illness person is fallen ill and no the mother-in-law has done the magic or the son-in-law has done it the daughter-in-law has done it and all these accusations are just flying around in our homes in our society and you know then you got accusation about you know this person he's involved in fornication in adultery and other things like this and then this again leading putting down a person to such a degree and you don't have any evidence on him and then imagine what will be the consequence and the consequences are very severe regarding these matters say yourself in that person his punishment in hell the state will be in hell you know there's a hadith which talks about that this person will be in a place pus and blood of
Allah
people
astagh.
Right astagh. This will be his punishment why he accused someone of an action which the person has not done this will be his state of his punishment this punishment won't end it will continue being in the state of punishment so it's a very severe matter accusing someone falsely blaming someone you know you get people easily blaming people on any little matter today and we should be careful and inshallah we'll talk more about this about this type of accusation and if there's different aspects of accusation different things which people accuse people on and really lead that person to his life and you know it can end up ruining someone's life his entire life because of accusing him in this
mashallah bahut sari cheeze hain Abdulhanan bhai ne cover kar li hain bahut sari accusation aur no doubt ye hota hai lekin ala hazrat ne badi pyari baat likhi hai khabees gumaan khabees dil se nikalta hai जब दिल ही गंदा होगा ना तो फिर गुमान भी इसी तरीके से आते हैं हमेशा नेगेटिव ही सोचना दूसरे के बारे में इन्होंने बहुत लाइट करके बताया वो नाम ही रख देते हैं चोर आ रहा है चोर थीफ ये नहीं कहते कि कपड़े चुरा के कपड़े अच्छे पहन रहा था वो अंदर बुग्ज होता ना वो निकल रहा था इल्जाम लगा ये चोर है ये पैसा खा गया है ये कर लिया है शरीयत सबूत मांगती है डू यू हैव प्रूफ फॉर दैट औरत के ऊपर माशाल्लाह सबसे ईजी औरत के ऊपर इल्जाम लगा देना तुम ये करती हो मेरे पीछे, अरे भाई क्या करती है, तुम्हारी बीवी है, तुम्हारी घरवाली, तुम्हारी बच्चों की अम्मी है, शर्म नहीं आती ऐसी बात करते हुए, कमजोर है इसलिए, कुछ बोलती नहीं इसलिए, मजबूरी है इसलिए, कोई जा नहीं सकती इसलिए, जो आता है बोल देते, जो आते कर देते, किसने इजाजत दी है, इसकी हदे क्या है, इस पे हुक्म क्या लगता है, कभी इसके बारे में मालूम, जो आता है बोल देते हैं, कुछ सोचिए तो सही, जो अल्लाह और कयामत के दिन पर ईमान रखता है, हदीसे पाक है, उसको चाहिए कि अच्छी बात करे वरना खामोश रहे, लेकिन यहां तो वही होता है कि बोलते रहते इल्जाम लगाते रहते एक दूसरे, ये पूरी पूरी कौमों को बर्बाद कर देते हैं या, और आजकल तो वैसे ही सोशल मीडिया, इसका क्लिप निकाला, इसकी वॉइस डाली, डालकर भेज दिया, आपने मजाक में किया, अगले की लाइफ के ऊपर पड़ गया, पूरी उसका बैकग्राउंड डैमेज हो गया, कभी आपने रियलाइज किया, आप तो जोश में, अरे ऐसे ही, अरे कोई बात नहीं है, कोई बात क्यों नहीं, किसी की इज्जत का मामला है, कि इज्जत जो है वो मुसलमान की इज्जत की ताजीम का बताया गया है, इसको बेइज्जती करने का नहीं कहा गया कि आप जो मर्जी डाल दें, आपके लिए जोक है, लेकिन जोक नहीं, अगले की इज्जत का मामला है, तो इसलिए कोई भी चीज हो पहले उसकी तहकीक कर लिया करें, पहले उसके बारे में थोड़ी सर्च रिसर्च कंक्लूजन एनालाइज करने के बाद कुछ बात करने जाइए, और बात भी वो करें जिसमें किसी शरीयत आपको इजाजत देती है, वरना सुना जो मैं कौन खामा गई और वो कुछ नहीं, हर चीज में कूदरे होते हैं, मैं कौन, आप कुछ भी नहीं है, बेहतर है कि हम इल्जाम तराशी की जगह ऐप छुपाने वाले बने, अगर पता भी चल गया तो ऐप छुपाने वाले बने, अल्लाह हमें अच्छी बात करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए, जी इफ्तिखार भाई माशाल्लाह,
दिस टॉपिक इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, द फैक्ट दैट वी डोंट इवन नो द डेफिनेशन ऑफ व्हाट बैकबाइटिंग इज, वी डोंट इवन प्रोबब्ली नो द डेफिनेशन ऑफ व्हाट स्लैंडर इज, एक्यूजेशंस आर, एंड वेरी लूसली वी आर यूजिंग एंड अक्यूजिंग anybody, conversations happening, you're probably listening to somebody, they've accused 10 people in their conversation, they've backbitten 10 people in their conversation, you explain to somebody and they'll give you many reasons why they're saying it, they'll say we know he's like this, and we have any, like you said, no evidence, no nothing, we know he's done these actions, so if we ask and we look at what backbiting, what slander is, the Prophet ﷺ once asked, do you know what backbiting is, and the companions, they said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, backbiting is that you talk about your brother in the manner which you would dislike someone, then ask, what about if that fault is in him? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that fault is in him, this is what backbiting is. And if that fault is not in him, then you have slandered him. So we say, it's true. You know, I'm talking about this brother, I'll say to his face, what you are saying, what is true, this is what backbiting is. That you're talking about his back is true about him. He might be tall, he might be these things that you are describing, but this is one of those things that is true, but is not allowed. It is haram to do or mention such things. So backbiting, talking about that individual behind his back, in fact is true, this is what backbiting is. And if it's not true in him, then you have slandered him.
Allah.
For backbiting, it is one sin, for slandering, it is two sins. Normally we talk about that individual we don't like. If we don't like somebody, we end up talking about him. But in fact, you're doing him a favor. You're giving him all your good deeds. Now, you've worked hard to do Hajj. Imagine all people that just come back from Hajj. They've got the reward of Hajj. Now, you're backbiting somebody. You're giving him this Hajj. You're giving him this reward. Oh, you like him so much that you're giving him that. Somebody, Hasan Basir Rahma heard once that somebody has been backbiting him. We become angry. Achai said this about me, and in return we'll say 3-4 comments. Hila Rahma sent him a gift. Here's a tray of khajur. He said, Hazur, I've been backbiting you, I've been talking about you. He said, that's what I've sent you. I've sent you this. Why? In fact, you've been doing me a favor.
Allah.
And slandering is even worse. Slandering, these accusations that we make against people, we have to think very carefully. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma has mentioned that making a false accusation against any Muslim is harami qati. And especially if it's fornication.
Allah.
You know, you see somebody walking, and it could be their sister, and they say, look, he's got a girlfriend. Never asked him. That who is walking with? Have you asked him? Who is that relation to him? That's his sister. It could be mother is walking with. And you told everybody that I saw him yesterday walking around his girlfriend, mazallah, astaghfirullah. You've slandered that individual. Without any accusation, he's eaten the masjid money. What did you see him put chili sauce and eat? How have you seen him eat the masjid money? This person, he's eaten masjid money. I said, did you see him eat the money? What evidence have you got? No. I said, Charles, you know, how do you know? Are you wali of Allah that all of a sudden you know? You know, there's limits, isn't there? You have to have evidence. Even if you go to court in the worldly matters, provide witnesses, evidence, CCTV, something that you can't just accuse somebody and have no evidence. Like Abdul Rahman Bhai said, anything that we just throw at the person. You know, the son has probably worked hard, he has got wealth, and like he said, the typical one is they must be doing drugs. Why? Because I didn't reach that level and I've been earning halal. How did he beat me and surpass me? He's doing drugs. Have you physically seen him? No. False accusations, remember, it's two sins, is worse than backbiting. Backbiting is bad enough. You have eaten the flesh. Would anybody like to eat the flesh of his dead Muslim brother? Nobody would eat that. If a body was in front of you, would you like to eat that flesh of your dead brother? Nobody would like it. Everybody would despise it. That is what backbiting is. You wouldn't like to eat the flesh. And when you do backbite, you're eating the flesh of your dead Muslim brother.
Allah.
And the person that slanders, you've gone even beyond this. So think very carefully. You choose your words wisely. People talk very loosely. Sit amongst people. That first is mentioned, that think carefully. Before a wise man thinks, he stops. He pauses and he thinks very carefully before he replies. And the next thing I'll add to that, you think that I'm sitting in a gathering, but I'm not backbiting. I'm not talking about, but you're listening. You're also involved with this. You're nodding, even raising your eyebrow or winking or saying yes. All of it, this is classed as backbiting. So when you are sitting in that gathering, I've seen people that when somebody starts talking bad, they get up and they leave. They say, why? I've never said nothing bad about your relatives. You say, it doesn't matter whose relatives they are, you're still doing wrong. So leave the gatherings where this takes place, and inshallah, Azawajal, you also be saved. If they're backbiting others today, when you leave, tomorrow they're backbiting you. So leave these type of friendships and these gatherings, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ji, Asif bhai, Quran Pak mein bhi kai jagah par jo na is ye jo ek haram act hai, jisko log aaj samajhte hi nahi hai, mazallah, ki ye haram hai. Unka sharab peena haram hai. Ye itna bada haram kaam aur jisko ek dhadalle se kiya ja raha without any hesitation. इसके ऊपर इसके ऊपर इसके ऊपर विदाउट एनी शरई प्रूफ और एनी थिंग. बस मैं समझा, असल में रीजन बहुत सारे रीजन है. एक रीजन है हसद. जब हसद होता है ना, अच्छा ये हसद कहां से शुरू होता है? ये शुरू होता है जिनकी तरबियत में कमी हो. जिनकी तरबियत में कमी रह जाती है ना, उनके दिलों में हसद पैदा होता है, क्योंकि उनकी तरबियत ही नहीं हुई हुई है. हसद से ये चीजें जन्म लेती हैं. फिर बंदा गीबत में पड़ता है. अच्छा वो थोड़ा सा तरक्की कर रहा है, उससे हसद हो गया, अब उसकी हर चीज बुरी लगेगी आपको. तो ये प्रॉब्लम कहां से शुरू होता है? असल में बंदे का अपना प्रॉब्लम होता है, इसलिए वो दूसरों के ऊपर जो है ना वो ठप्पे लगा रहा होता है. ये चोर है, ये है, ये है, ये गलत कर रहा है, तो इसकी माशाल्लाह औरतों के साथ मामलात है, तो इसके साथ मामलात है. अपने आप को चेक नहीं कर रहा कि क्या मुझ पर शरई हुक्म बनता भी है, नहीं बनता. मुझे किसने बोला है, किसने इजाजत दी इन सारी चीजों की? इस्लाम बहुत प्यारा दीन है. इस्लाम जो है ना वो सबूत, और इसके साथ साथ नहीं तो फिर अजाब के लिए तैयार हो जाए. और अजाब बड़ा शदीद है जो अब्दुल हनान भाई ने बयान, इसके अलावा भी और बहुत सारे. जब गीबत करने, ये तो गीबत से ही बड़ा गुनाह आ रहा है ना. गीबत का ये कि कयामत के दिन कुत्ते की शक्ल में उठाया जाएगा, तो इसके ऊपर क्या होगा? ये झूठे इल्जाम लगाता है. अपने घरों में भी गौर करें, अपनी फैमिली में भी गौर करें. जहां गीबत होती है वहां बैठने से मना किया गया है, तो जहां पर इल्जाम तराशी होती है वहां भी बैठने से मना किया गया. इसकी याद रखे, जहां ये गुनाहों के काम हो रहे हो तो वहां पे जाने की इजाजत नहीं है. किसी ने बोला नहीं है कि आप वहां पर बैठा उठ सकते हैं, लेकिन मजा जो आ रहा होता है, आदत जो रहती है चस्के की, तो अपनी आदतों को निकाले. रूहानियत जब ही तो खत्म हो गई है, मजा नहीं आ रहा है. मस्जिद में दिल नहीं लगता है, कुरान में दिल नहीं लगता है. उसकी वजह क्या है? उसकी एक मेन रीजन गुनाहों की कसरत है, जिसकी वजह से जो है ना इंसान का दिल इबादत में नहीं लगता. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, बंदा बीमार होता है, अब वो बीमार होता है, इट डजंट लाइक एनीथिंग. आप उसको बिरयानी दो, कोरमा दो, हलवा दो, बादाम वाला, इट डजंट लाइक एनीथिंग. बोले यार मजा ही नहीं आ रहा था, बराबर वाले को मजा आ रहा होगा, क्योंकि वो बीमार है. इसी तरह जब बंदा गुनाह करता है तो उसके जिस्म पे जाहिर तौर पे भले कुछ ना भी नजर आ रहा हो, लेकिन रूह जख्मी हो जाती है, रूह बीमार होती है. और जब रूह बीमार होती है तो लज्जत नहीं आती इबादत की, सजदों का मजा नहीं आता. तो इसी वजह से जब ऐसी चीजें हो जाए तो तौबा की तरफ आना चाहिए. इसका बेहतरीन इलाज तौबा है, सिंसियरली रिपेंटेंस इन द कोर्ट ऑफ अल्लाह. क्योंकि बेशक अल्लाह ताला तौबा करने वालों को पसंद फरमाता है. तो तौबा 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 करनी चाहिए. अल्लाह हमें सच्ची तौबा की तौफीक अता फरमाए.
ये तस्लीम सबसे बुरा
दरअसल मसला यह है कि सानू पता ही नहीं कि असी गुनाह कर रहे हैं, इलम ही है नहीं, नॉलेज ही है नहीं, पता ही नहीं कि गीबत की डेफिनेशन की आ, गीबत हुंदी की चीज़ आ, बोहतान की चीज़ हुंदा। कुरान दे विच ते हदीस दे विच आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम दी इतनी ज्यादा हदीस है इसके बारे के बंदा सुने तो बंदा हैरान हो जाए किस कदर बड़ा गुनाह वा। तो इमाम मनावी ने इसकी और डेफिनेशन बयान की थी कि बोहतान एक ऐसा गुनाह वा जड़ा बंदे दे उत्ते लगाया जाता है जिसकी वजह तो बंदा हैरान हो जाता, परेशान होता, वहशत विच मुबतला हो जाता। तो फिर इन्हें तो हुक्म भी बयान किया इमाम हजर हैतमी रहमतुल्लाह ताला अलैह ने कि इहदा हुक्म की आ वड्डे गुनाह जड़े मेजर गुनाह कबायर गुनाह उन्हां दे विचों एक बोहतान है।
अल्लाह
गीबत तो भी ज्यादा, अल गीबत अशद मिन ज़िना,
अल्लाह
लेकिन बोहतान गीबत तो भी ज्यादा बड़ा गुनाह। क्यों के गीबत एक ऐसा गुनाह वा के बाज औकात बंदे दे विचों ऐब डिफेक्ट पाया जाता शाह जी, लेकिन बोहतान एक ऐसी चीज आ बंदा उहदे विच इनवॉल्व भी नहीं हुंदा, बंदे ने काम किया भी नहीं हुंदा, लेकिन फिर भी तुसी उस बंदे ते इल्जाम लगांदे हो, उस बंदे ते उत्ते ज्यादा शौक गुजरता, उस बंदे नूं इहदे विच ज्यादा तकलीफ ज्यादा पेन हुंदी, इस वजह तो इहनूं गीबत तों भी ज्यादा सख्त करार दिता गया। तफसीर मदारिक दे तहत शरीयत दे विच फुज़ैल बिन अयाद अहमदुल्लाह ताला दा एक कौल नकल किया गया, इरशाद फरमांदे ने कि कुत्ते ते खिंजीर नूं जानवर है शाह जी इंसान नहीं, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਹੱਕ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦੇਣਾ ਜਾਇਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ। ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਉਂਦੇ ਕਿ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਮੁਮਿਨਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਕਦਰ ਇਹ ਸਖਤ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਦੀ ਹਦੀਸ ਪਾਕ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਗੋਇਆ ਉਹਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਤੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਉਹਨੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ ਮੁਮਿਨ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ, ਸਾਹਬ ਕਰਾਮ ਨੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਵੱਲਾਹੁ ਵ ਰਸੂਲੁ ਆਲਮ, ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਨੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਮਨ ਸਲੀਮ ਅਲ ਮੁਸਲਿਮੂਨ ਮਿਨ ਲਿਸਾਨਿਹਿ ਵ ਯਦਿਹਿ,
ਇਸਕੀ ਜ਼ਬਾਨ
ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹਕੀਕਤ ਉਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਬਾਨ ਤੋਂ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਮਹਬੂਬ
ਹੈ।
ਸਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਦੀਆਂ ਦੱਜੀਆਂ ਉਡਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੰਦੇ, ਐਸਾ ਦਲੀਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਚ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਉੱਠਣ ਜੋਗਾ ਖੜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁਣ ਜਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ,
ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਕਈ ਨਿਕਲਨੇ ਕੇ ਕਾਬਿਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਤੀ, ਉਹ ਕਈ ਫੇਸ ਕਰਨੇ ਕੇ ਕਾਬਿਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਤਾ। ਅਬਦੁਲ ਹਨਾਨ ਭਾਈ ਕਿਆ ਮਜ਼ਾ ਕਿਆ ਆਤਾ ਐਸੇ ਲੋਗੋਂ ਕੋ, ਕਿਆ ਗੰਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਯਾਰ, वो ढूंढ रहे होते किसी तरह किसी को बदनाम करूं इल्जाम लगाऊं किसी पे, क्या मतलब ज़हनियत ही गंदी होती है।
यू कैन से द डर्ट ऑफ द माइंड द फिल्थ ऑफ द हार्ट व्हिच इज केप्ट अ पर्सन टू डू दीज एक्शंस लाइक दिस एंड हाउ ही डाउन इज ट्राई टू डाउनग्रेड पीपल एंड वन ऑफ द थिंग्स यू मेंशनड इज हसद जेलसी लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर सॉर्ट ऑफ मेक्स पीपल because they see someone increasing or becoming at a good status, you find them that people out of jealousy try to take him down, and then they will bring false accusation regarding him. You know, say sir, it's amazing how strongly people are on this. There was once I was speaking to one, I was trying to convince him, he was saying, you know, this brother, he's coming on social media, why? Because he wants to show off. And I'm saying to him, I go, look, how are you saying that this person he's showing off, he's doing this for show off? Have you opened his chest up? Have you looked in his heart? Have you saw his state that he's doing this to show off? He's doing this to be big in front of people, to become famous. But he wasn't having it. He was trying to say, no, you could see that he's doing it out of, you know, his pride. He's doing it out of this, that he wants to become famous. He wants to gain a status. And the reality is, it's the other way around. This person, he's not able to achieve this.
Mm.
And that hasad, that jealousy which is created in his heart, is built up over that time, seeing that this person is progressing, he's getting higher in his position, and he's still sitting there, he's not gained anything, and he's thinking, why is this person, he's getting all these blessings, or he's getting all this status and his maqam and his praise, where I'm sitting here and I'm still there, nothing. And this jealousy is destroying him, and then they start falsely accusing people, you know, he's like this and he's like this and he's doing this, and they make up all sorts of things regarding him. And you know, it's strange, Sayyid, that these people have this type of courage to be able to do this, because this will destroy them.
Kya istighfar bhai kya milta gaya, ye sochne ki baat hai, major sin hai, lekin usko itna kar rahe ho, lazzat leke kar rahe hote, chaske leke kar rahe hote, dusron ko bhi gunaah hai, puri partiyan sajti hain, पूरे पैनल को बिठाया जाता है और इल्जाम तराशियां लग रही होती है, सबको गुनाहगार कर रहे होते हैं। मतलब हम आपको ये अर्ज कर रहे हैं, ऐसी जगह बैठना भी जायज नहीं है, ऐसों की सोबत में बैठना जायज नहीं है जो ये सारी चीजें कर रहे हैं। अब आप बोले जी अपना क्या है, अपना क्यों नहीं जाता है, अपने ईमान की हिफाजत की जिम्मेदारी लेनी ही नहीं लेनी है, ऐसों से बचना है। गुनाहों से बचना है, अगर ये मतलब गुनाह जो है ना वो 10 अपने साथ लेकर आता है बर्बादियां, वो क्या क्या, सबसे पहले तो अल्लाह नाराज हो जाता है, ये बचा गया आपके, और इसके असरात आपके पड़ते हैं जिस्म पे भी और रूह पर भी पड़ते हैं। जब गुनाह की कसरत होती है ना तो फिर बंदे को वो रूहानियत खत्म होती जाती है उसके साथ। तो आज जो नई मजा आ रहा है इसमें गौर करें, मैं कर क्या रहा हूँ, जिसका जो मर्जी आता बोल देता है, जिसके मर्जी चढ़ा देते स्क्रीन के ऊपर, ये हो गया ये हो गया, उसके साथ टाइटल लगा देते, झूठ टाइटल लगता है इफ्तिखार भाई
जी।
मतलब मीडिया ने इस तरह कर दिया कि जो करने वालों को भी एहसास नहीं है कि भाई ये ठीक है या गलत है, बस जो आया वो क्या कहते मजे लेने के लिए आगे भेज देते हैं, तो मरने के बाद पता चलेगा ये क्या हुआ था। तो तौबा भी करें, और अगर ऐसो की सोबत में तो अपने आप को बचाएं भी। वो एक शख्स था ना, वो एक टीचर कहीं पे, तो गांव के अंदर एक लगी हुई थी गैदरिंग, तो पंचायत होती है गांव में, जैसे कोर्ट होता है जी, पता चला एक भैंस चोरी हो गई थी, और भैंस चोरी हो गई कहा वो जी सब बैठे हुए, और जो टीचर था वो मतलब फैसला करने वाले मास्टर हेड मास्टर बैठे हुए, बाकी लोग भी बैठे, कहां गई है, एक आदमी भागता हुआ आया बोले जी वो, अच्छा मास्टर साहब की तो थी नहीं, मास्टर साहब फैसला करने वाले थे, बोले कहां गई वो, मिल नहीं रही है, कहीं ने रख ली है। कला के हजूर वो आपकी जहाँ गाय बनी हुई है ना, तो ये गाय उधर उधर से मिली है, उधर खड़ी हुई है, देख ली है। अब सारे गांव वाले सोचने लगे इनको तो जज बनाया, और वो गाय इनके उधर से निकल ली, हल्के हल्के सब खिसकने लग गए। वो देखते मास्टर साहब ऐसे, मास्टर साहब सर पकड़ के बैठ गए, क्या मुझे तो पता ही नहीं, अब वो जब लोग चले गए अब ये परेशान, अब कैसे मुंह दिखाएंगे, फैमिली अलग, लोगों ने बातें करना शुरू कर दीजिए होगा। तो थोड़ी देर बाद उसका भाई भागता हुआ आया, वो भी कह लगे हजरत हजरत वो बात सुनिएगा, वो आपकी नहीं थी, वो आपके बराबर वाले की उसमें थी। अब ये परेशान यार, अब आप बता रहे हो, अब इन गांव वालों को कौन मुतमईन करेगा, इनको कौन बताएगा कि मेरे उसमें नहीं थी। आपने पूरी उसकी जो एक कैरियर था वो बर्बाद कर दिया एक जुमले ने, आपका एक जुमला उसके पूरे कैरियर की धज्जियां उड़ा देता है। आपका एक सोशल मीडिया की पोस्ट, आपका एक स्टेटस, आपका एक जुमला निकलना पूरे खानदान को बर्बाद कर देता है। बहुत सोच समझ कर बात करने की आदत है, इसीलिए बताया कि ज्यादातर लोग जहन्नम में अपनी जबान की वजह से होंगे, इस जबान को लगाम ना देने की वजह से लोग जो है वो ज्यादातर जहन्नम में होंगे। तो बहुत सोच समझ कर गुफ्तगू करने की आदत है सर, पर वो निकल गया ना बाद में आकर, उन्होंने नहीं, वो बाद में आकर क्या बात है, वो तो चला गया, पर पहले तहकीक कर लेते उसका बाड़ा है भी या नहीं है, खामखई के लिए बातें कर देते
यार। We've seen him become successful, which could be the case. We've seen him reach a position or do something well, and we're trying to bring his reputation into disrepute. We're trying to make him look bad, have a bad image in front of people, and don't trust him. He was a bad person. Don't sit near him. Remember that the respect, the izzah is not in your control. Whoever Allah Almighty wants to give izzah to, respect to, you haven't got control of that. You could be trying to bring his reputation down, but in fact, it could be increasing in front of the other people. So this is not in our control. So you are just destroying your amal, you're destroying your akhirat, and you are bringing punishment upon yourself in the grave. You cannot do any harm to that individual through your words or through your actions. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who mentions the fault of any Muslim, which is not found in him. So you're mentioning a fault, it's not found in him. Allah Almighty will keep you in a place of Jahannam where the pus and the blood of hell dwellers will be collected until the punishment of his sins ends. Look how filthy pus and blood is when it comes out of a wound or a spot from our body. We don't like to look at it. But yet this will be your drinking thing. This will be your place in the hellfire for you. And you just mentioned regarding a teacher. Imagine on the flip side, if we do find somebody's faults and we veil them. Don't we think and make dua on the day of judgment, Allah, veil our sins? If you find a fault in the individual, you mentioned a story regarding a teacher, and it reminded me of a story of a teacher as well. There was an individual, and he met his teacher after a long time. And he said to his teacher, "That do you recognize me?" And the teacher said, "I don't recognize you. I haven't seen you, who are you?" He mentioned his name, and the teacher vaguely remembered. He said, "What are you doing these days?" He said, "I've become a teacher as well." He said, "No way, you become a teacher." He said, "What inspired you to become a teacher?" He said, "Yourself."
Allah.
He said, "You were a teacher, I want you to become a teacher." He said, "There was one account I remember which changed my life. I was in your class, Ustad, I was in your listening to your lessons, and one day one of the children, they bought something expensive into class, and I stole it and I put it into my pocket, and you closed the doors and you said that until everybody's pockets are checked, nobody can leave the class. I knew it was in my pocket.
Allah.
I knew I was going to be disgraced in front of everybody. The school will find out, my parents will find out, the community would find out. On that day, you could have searched my pocket and taken it out and named and shamed me. Allah. But what did you do? You made us all stand in a circle. And you said to all the class, lower your gaze, close your eyes, nobody's allowed to look, I'm going to search everyone's pockets. And the teacher searched everyone's pockets, and you found it in my pocket, but you made sure that nobody else knew about it. He said, don't you remember that? The teacher said, I don't remember that because when I was searching, I had my eyes closed as well.
I closed
my eyes as well, so I didn't know which child took it. He said, you veiled my sin that day, and since that day, I have so much love for you. I have so much love for teachers that I thought from that day, whatever profession I go into, I'm going to become a teacher. So if we veil someone's sins, if we protect them, their honor, their dignity, no doubt, inshallah, our status will increase. So do the opposite. Rather than looking for faults in for people, 70 reasons fine for somebody. 70 reasons that if it's
maybe
late,
maybe this,
if it's late, maybe his children are ill, maybe he didn't answer his phone for this reason. He didn't return to work, maybe there could be something wrong. Think in the positive. This negative thought, take out of your mind. Straight away, we think that, like the phone, Waqi, you mentioned beautifully, he's not answering the phone. What's our accusation? He's not answering my phone because he knows I'm going to ask him. How do you know? How do you know what's happening? He's late. Why? Because he must have last night slept late. He must have done these things. 5, 10, 15 accusations in one sentence we throw at a person without even asking, without even finding out. The first thing that we should do is at least inquire from the person that, why are you late? Was everything okay? Did you feel, is there nothing, no problem? He'll tell you there's probably a reason behind it. So these accusations, these fault finding and what we're trying to do, we're not going to be successful with it.
Allah.
If Allah is going to give somebody respect, honor and dignity, you cannot snatch it away from him. That's the reality. If that's in that person's destiny, you cannot take it away from him. Doesn't matter if you go around the whole town talking bad about him, you're only making your akhirat worse. You are not affecting that person in any way. Why? Because if Allah gives him izzat and respect and honor and dignity, then you cannot do nothing to intervene.
وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. ऐसे ही आसिम
है. बिल्कुल शाह जी, दुनिया में कई सौ ज़ुबानें बोलियां जांदियां, लेकिन एक ज़ुबान ऐसी है शाह जी कि वो जानवर भी समझ दे, वो प्यार दी ज़ुबान.
अल्लाह
सुभान अल्लाह.
असि ना भी बोलिए ना किसी जानवर नु भी प्यार दईए ना, बिल्ली ती हाथ फेरी ना करके वो भी कड़वी होके अपने आप नु कदमों में आ जाती है. लेकिन एक बोहतान लाने वाला, हसद करने वाला, जालसी दे विच इन्वॉल्व बंदा ऐसा ही है, कोई इस ज़ुबान तो भी महरूम होंदा. ते आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने एक बार काबा मुशरफा नु मुखातब करके इरशाद फरमाया,
अल्लाह
हदीस पाक शरीफ, किन्ना तू पाक है काबे मुअज़्ज़मा, ते तेरी खुशबू कितनी पाक है, किन्नी तेरी अज़मत है, किन्नी तेरी रिस्पेक्ट है. खुदा दी कसम जेदे कब्ज़े कुदरत विच मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम दी जान है, एक मोमिन दी इज्जत तेरी इज्जत नालों भी ज्यादा, एक मोमिन दी रिस्पेक्ट काबे नालों भी ज्यादा. लेकिन शाह जी, साडा किरदार की आ, साडा करैक्टर की आ, हर मुसलमान ते दूसरे मुसलमान की इज्जत करना भी जरूरी है, उसके खून की हिफाजत करना जरूरी है, उसके माल की हिफाजत करना जरूरी है, उसकी इज्जत की हिफाजत करना जरूरी है. क्योंकि नसी तो बस छड़ दो मैनू एक बारी, इदा कैंची की तरह जुबान चलेगी, इस तरह उसकी इज्जत दियां दर्जियां उठाई असी चिरो चीर लेरो लेर कर देने के बंदा बस जराहत उस सिनानी लहतियामू वला यल्तामू मा जराह लिसान. जेड़ी जखम, जेड़ी तकलीफ तुसी जुबान दे नाल दिती है ना, सारी उम्र बंदा नहीं भुलदा. तुसी उदी इज्जत दी, उदी रिस्पेक्ट दी जेड़ियां दजियां उड़ाओगे ना जुबान दे नाल, छरी वो बंदे दे दिल चो गल नहीं जांदी. यार इस बंदे नूं इस मौके ते मैनूं जरील कीता सी, रिसवा कीता सी, दिल चो गल नहीं जांदी. जखमां तलवारां दे जखम, नेजियां दे जखम शरीर भर जांदे, लेकिन जुबान दा दित्ता तक.
आज चले अगर आप निकल भी गए, होता ना आजकल बड़े तेज लोग होते हैं, वो भी गए, लेकिन एक दिन आएगा फिर गवाही देंगे हाथ, फिर गवाही देंगे मुंह. और एक और जगह पे सूरह नूर के अंदर है कि बेशक वो जो ऐब लगाते हैं, ये जो फॉल्स एक्यूजेशन करते, सुने, बेशक वो जो ऐब लगाते हैं अनजान पारसा ईमान वालियों को, उन पर लानत है, اور دنیا اور آخرت میں اور ان کے لیے بڑا عذاب ہے جس دن ان پر گواہی دیں گے ان کی زبانیں اور ان کے ہاتھ اور ان کے پاؤں جو کچھ کرتے تھے اس دن اللہ انہیں ان کی سچی سزا پوری دے گا اور جان لے کہ اللہ ہی صریح حق ہے. آج ہو سکتا ہے آپ شارٹ کٹ کچھ نکل جائیں آپ بچ جائیں لیکن بچیں گے نہیں کسی پہ الزام لگانے سے. فرشتے بھی لعنت کرتے ہیں کیا ہو گیا نا اچھی بات کرے ورنہ خاموش رہے نہیں کی جاتی ہے اس کا علاج کرائیں تھوڑا آئے تھوڑا بیٹھے صحبت میں دعوت سے ہو سکتا ہے کہ نہیں یہ بہن ذہن میں آ رہا ہوگا کہ ابھی کیا کروں ذہن بن رہا ہوگا تو توبہ کرے. سب سے بہترین چیز توبہ ہے اللہ کی بارگاہ میں رجوع کریں کہ میرے سے یہ غلطی ہو گئی توبہ. اچھا یہ بھی یاد رکھیں جیسا گناہ ویسی توبہ ہے. اگر آپ نے سب کے سامنے فالس ایکوزیشن کیا تو سب کے سامنے معافی مانگنی ہے. اگر آپ نے اس پہ الزام لگایا ہے تو جس طریقے سے لگا اسی طریقے سے جا کر آپ کو کرنا پڑے گا. یہ نہیں ہوگا کہ آپ نے سب کے سامنے کر دیا اور جا کے چلو جی ٹھیک ہے جی ختم ہو گیا. میں جس طرح اس کی بےزتی کی ہے اسی طرح جا کے رجوع کرنا پڑے گا ورنہ تو قیامت میں پھنس جائیں گے. اللہ
نو ڈاؤٹ یو نو دس مس یوز آف دا ٹنگ ان دس وے جسٹ تھنک واٹ ول ہیپن ٹو دیٹ ٹنگ آن دی ڈے آف ججمنٹ. اٹس مینشنڈ ان شرح صدور that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said regarding he saw people hanging from their tongues and he asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people that these people who are hanging from their tongues? And he was replied that they are the ones who make accusations of sins against people without any reason. And just look at the punishment, the state they will be in, that they will, this tongue today, easily people are using this to accuse someone or make false accusation on people. On the day of judgment, how these people will be, they'll be in the fire of hell, these people will be hanging from their tongues. And they will, you know, this state will be on their tongue today. Everyone thinks it's so easy. We can get away with it. We can put this person down. On the day of judgment, they'll be caught on these actions.
اللہ ثانیہ فرمائے. انشاءاللہ فیض رسول بھائی سے کچھ کلام سنتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Back to our topic, inshallah.
So sometimes, you know, this false accusation, person is thinking he's accusing someone of this action, but this sometimes it backfires, and actually it will backfire and will come back to the person. I remember I met a brother, and this brother was, you know, he's once mentioning about this another person, oh, you know, this happened with him, and he did this, and he did this. Most likely he was accusing that person. I didn't know who the person he was talking about. But then some time later, I found out that those actions which he was accusing that person, them same things happening within his own family.
Allah.
So, you know, this, today we think it's easy to accuse someone or say this about someone or say this about someone. Backfire on that person. If he's accusing someone and that thing is not in him, it could, that action might backfire against him. So be one person should really think over this, that today I'm accusing someone. What if this happens to me tomorrow? Today I'm accusing this person of theft. Today I'm accusing this person of black magic. Today I'm accusing this person of this action. Tomorrow it could be that someone might accuse me or this will happen to me.
Allah mahfuz farmaye.
Jisha sahab, it's very easy today with social media to destroy somebody's life, to forward a message, to forward a video without checking it, without verifying it. And we're passing things on without even making sure that what somebody has sent to me, is it true, this message that's come to me? Without checking, we forwarded it to 100 people. We forwarded it to thousands of people, it's gone viral. And this is what's taking place in schools and colleges, and many a time, if you look at the stats and the figures of these issues in our society, many young people are taking their own life. Why? Because they can't handle this, and no doubt it's very hard to handle that you haven't done something by accusation of use on social media, and the world comes to know about it, your whole school, the whole community are aware of things that you're not even aware of, you haven't done it. You turn up to school, everybody's laughing at you, making fun of you. It's very, very hard to handle. And unfortunately, this leads to a lot of young people taking their lives, a very serious issue. So the request is to people, before you receive a video, a message, rather than forwarding it, delete it and tell people not to forward things like this. It's mentioned regarding a hotel owner that he was working in a hotel, very poor person. And in this hotel, he used to save up and take something for his children at the end of the week. And one day something went missing, and the hotel owner in front of everybody accused him of theft. Said, you have stolen rice to feed your family in front of everybody. Now, if your embarrassment takes place in front of your employees, your colleagues, friends, family, and you are named and shamed for something that you haven't done, the individual, most of the time, he can't handle it. So unfortunately, what this person done is took his life. Allah. He took his own life. So it's not just as easy as that, you're sending a message forward, you're just pressing a button and trying to get a bit of fame from people, a bit of popularity because you're the first to send this message forward. Think, what are you sending forward? What are you doing? You are destroying literally people's lives. And that person, how is he going to show his face when you have made something, maybe that's personal or something that is private to him, and you made it viral? But the worst one is when that individual hasn't done that action, and you are making these things arm and popular amongst the community and the society. Don't do these things. It's also mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said, making a false accusation against any chaste woman destroys the virtuous deeds of 100 years.
Allah.
100 years of virtuous deeds are destroyed. Like you making accusations against somebody's daughter, somebody's sister. Would you like if they done that against your daughter or your sister? But yes, very easy to say such and such daughter is doing this, someone's sister is doing this. But where's your evidence? Where's your proof? 100 years of your amal are being destroyed. Have you got 100 years? First of all, do you have 100 years
Allah.
To destroy? We don't have nothing in our book of deeds, good deeds. And yet we are making these accusations against any person in any way, in any shape or form, and spreading it like it's something. And remember, when we are backbiting, when we are slandering, shaitan, he puts honey around your lips. And it makes you taste and feel sweet that you continue to do it.
Allah.
And you get more enjoyment in doing it. And then you sit with people, and even though you change the topic, they'll spin it around and bring it back to that person. You change the issue, but they'll spin it around and bring it to that individual. Why? Because they are frustrated, and normally you're backbite to your slander against that individual that in that day, if something's happened against him. normally it's that individual, then all of the things in your mind will come out against him. You find out his parking is wrong, you find out he's been a bad person to you, and now your mind and your heart is full of malice and hatred towards that individual, and your backbiting will start. Sit down, calm down, and if somebody is now about to start, try to change the topic. Try to change the conversation, talk about something else and avoid that backbiting.
इसमें बहुत सारी चीजें आती है, आपने बहुत जबरदस्त पॉइंट आउट किया. इसमें वही बात है कि अपने से बंदा शुरू करे. घर में खासतौर पर बहुत प्रॉब्लम होता है, आपस में अंडरस्टैंडिंग नहीं हुई, निकाह टूट गया, मंगनी टूट गई, अब जो मिलेगा उस इल्जाम, उसने ये भी किया, उसने ये भी किया, अब इसमें हिबत आएगी, तोहमत आएगी, अब फिक्र नहीं होगी. खानदान भर कर जो है ना, कहते ना मुंह भर कर और खानदान भर कर जो है अगले की बुराइयां कर रहे होते हैं, सोच नहीं रहे होते हैं कि भाई ये कहने से आपको कोई नेकी नहीं मिल रही, गुनाह ही हो रहा है. क्यों किसी की तशहीर कर रहे हैं इस तरीके से? किसने आपको इसकी इजाजत दी है? आपने सुना नहीं है कि फितना सोया हुआ है, जो उसको जगाए उसके ऊपर अल्लाह की लानत होती है. मत जगाए फितने को, हो गया मामला खत्म हो गया, कोई बात नहीं, वो अपने घर में खुश, आप अपने घर में हो. काय को बताते हैं कि ये थी, ये थी, या वो था? क्यों? नहीं अंडरस्टैंडिंग हुई, नहीं बनी, कोई बात नहीं, खामोश हो जाए. खामखाई की इल्जाम तलाशिया करना, पता है हदीस पाक में क्या है? मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया, जो किसी मुसलमान पर ऐसी चीज का इल्जाम लगाए जिसके बारे में खुद भी जानता ना हो, अल्लाह ताला उसे जहन्नमियों के खून और पीप जमा होने के मकाम रदगदुल खबाल में उस वक्त तक रखेगा जब तक कि अपने इल्जाम के मुताबिक अजाब ना पाले. फिर यहाँ पे झूठे गवाह होते हैं, हाँ मैंने देखा था. अरे देखा था तो तुम थे ही नहीं वहां पे. हाँ मैंने सुना था. कैसे सुना था भाई आपने? आप तो थे ही नहीं वहां पर उस वक्त. अब जो ऐसा करते उनके लिए क्या हदीसे पाक में, झूठे गवाह के कदम हटने भी ना पाएंगे, अल्लाह उसके लिए जहन्नम वाजिब कर देगा. जहां पे खड़े होके आप ये गुनाह का काम कर रहे हैं, इल्जाम तलाशी कर रहे हैं और गवाह बन रहे हैं, कदम हटने भी नहीं पाएंगे, अल्लाह ताला जहन्नम वाजिब कर देगा. इब्ने माजा शरीफ के अंदर है और दूसरी रिवायत अबू दाऊद शरीफ के अंदर है कि जिसने किसी मुसलमान को जलील करने की गर्ज से उस पर इल्जाम आयद किया, अल्लाह ताला जहन्नम के पुल पर उसे रोक लेगा यहां तक कि वो अपने कहने के मुताबिक अजाब पा ले. काय को जो आता है बोल देते हैं तो बड़ा इजी हो गया आज के माशाल्लाह. आज की उसमें तो हर चीज कहते हैं यार हमारे लिए बहुत इजी हो गई है. इजी ना बने, जहन्नम में जाने के रास्ते आपको जगह जगह नजर आएंगे, लेकिन हम मुसलमान हैं, हमें अपने आप को बचाना है. इंसान गुनाह की तरफ दौड़ कर जाता है और नेकी की तरफ खींचना पड़ता है, और आप तो दूसरों को भी लेकर दौड़ रहे हैं. जो साथ बैठा है उसको भी लेकर कर रहे होते हैं, यार मैं भी गुनाह करो, तुम भी गुनाह करो. नहीं, ये मुसलमानों का काम नहीं है. हमें ऐब छुपाने वाले के बारे में बताया गया कि तुम दुनिया में लोगों के ऐबों पे पर्दा डालोगे, अल्लाह कयामत में तुम्हारे ऐबों पे पर्दा डालेगा. तुम दुनिया में लोगों को माफ करोगे, कयामत में अल्लाह तुमको माफ. ये तो आगे की बात हो गई, हम तो झूठा इल्जाम लगा रहे होते हैं. आज टॉपिक ही हमारा यही है कि झूठ. अब ये जैसे इन्होंने मुलाजिम की बात की है, उसके घर वाले, उसके बच्चे, उनकी क्या जिंदगी होगी? लोग बातें नहीं कर अखबार में छाप देते हैं, ये पकड़ा गया, इसने ये किया, इतना गबन किया, इतना किया, आपने भी डाला. उसके बाद एक छोटी सी खबर आ गई हफ्ते के बाद, बेबुनियाद इल्जाम था. वो बेबुनियाद इल्जाम किसी ने नहीं देखा, सबने बड़ी बड़ी, सबको हो गए चटपटे मसाले चाहिए न्यूज बनाने के लिए. आपकी न्यूज के चक्कर में अगले की इज्जत और सारा उसका दाव पे लग गया, और बाद में कहते जी एक महीने के बाद वो जी गलत इल्जाम था, छोड़ दे. तो इल्जाम लगाया क्यों था गलत? पहले तहकीक तो करते ना कि सच है या झूठ है. तो इसलिए मेरी आपसे ये अर्ज है कि जो भी सुन रहे हैं, घरों के अंदर हो बाहर हो, मुसलमानों को, क्योंकि कुरान पाक में पारा 6 सूरह निसा आयत नंबर 148, अल्लाह पसंद नहीं करता बुरी बात का ऐलान करना, ये रब्बे करीम को पसंद नहीं है. और आज बुरी बात का चर्चा करते हुए फिर रहे होते हैं, हर सुनी सुनाई बात आगे ठक करके ऐसे ही आया, पोस्ट स्टेटस पे डाल दिया. अरे भाई चेक तो कर लो, ये हुआ या नहीं हुआ, फला मुल्क में ये हुआ, फला के साथ ये हुआ, उसके साथ ये हुआ. अरे भाई खुदा को मानो और अपनी जिंदगी को वो काम करने में लगाएं कि जो आपको जन्नत में लेकर जाते हैं.
सही सब. आई जस्ट वांट टू टच अपॉन वन ऑफ द फोर्थ एक्यूजेशन व्हिच इज हैपनिंग इन आवर होम्स सो कॉमनली टुडे, एंड दैट इज आई टच्ड अपॉन एट द स्टार्ट, ब्लैक मैजिक. Or the people say, he's done magic, you know, the mother-in-law has done magic, or the daughter-in-law has done magic. And this is such an accusation which is destroying so many homes today. You know, everyone you find that, oh, someone's done magic on us. And then the people who are supporting them, these amils, the people who are sitting there, and they pick a letter and they say, oh, this person in your family. Think about it, how they falsely are putting false accusations upon family members and destroying them and parting the family. So we should be really cautious on these matters, especially in the home. First, get yourself checked. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, the beauty is in the environment of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, you can get istihara done. If there's someone has an issue like this, if there is any problem, and if there is a problem, Alhamdulillah, the other beauty of Dawat Islami doesn't say that so-and-so has done this or so-and-so has done this. Get the cure done for it. So if there is a spiritual problem, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is also providing the cure for that as well. So rather than finding out, is it this person or is this person in the house or he was there, and then you're accusing people, and then things are going all over the place, and families are breaking up. So rather than this, you know, even if there is someone else, then Alhamdulillah, our deen has given us this mindset of positive thinking. Right, rather than blaming someone or having a negative thinking about someone, always think positive. Inshallah, you'll find a positive result.
Baba ne kaha tha, ye se aata, oh ho, baaki to gayi.
Gayi.
Oh ho, Adil bhai wo bhi gaye. Ye aa gaya khandan mein, bas wo ye se sare chale gaye. Ab ye problem hota hai, bhai kya wo koi baat hai? Halanki agar tum chahte ho ki Allah duniya aur aakhirat mein tumhe maqbool banaye, to apni zuban ko musalman ki جو کیا کہتے تذلیل کرنے والی ہے ان باتوں سے روکو.
بالکل
ایسی بات نہ کرے جس سے مسلمانوں کی عزت جو آپس میں ہوتی ہے آپس میں بھائی بھائی بن جائیں, مسلمان اور الزام نہ لگائیں. اس نے کہا تھا اے سے آتا ہے, اس نے کہا تھا ڈی سے آتا ہے, تو میں نے جو صبح دیکھا الزام لگا دیا, آج صبح کیا ہو گیا یار, یا صبح اس کو دیکھ کر گیا تھا نا یہ ہو گیا. ارے بھائی اس نے بھی تمہیں دیکھا تھا, اس کا بھی بڑا غرق ہو گیا. آپ نے سب سے پہلے شیشہ دیکھا تھا, آپ نے اپنے آپ کو دیکھا تھا, بعد میں کسی اور کو دیکھا تھا, ایسے الزام لگا دیا. صبح نکلتے ہوئے اس کو دیکھا تھا نا, اس لیے یہ پرابلم ہو گیا. سب سے پہلے اپنے آپ کو دیکھا تھا آپ نے, اس لیے کیسی باتیں کرے ہی نہ کہ جس کا کوئی نہ سر ہو نہ پیر ہو کچھ بھی نہ ہو, بلکہ ہوتا ہی نہیں ایسی چیزوں کا. سے بھائی
گل کی شری موسٹ آف دا گنا بزرگان دین فرمان دے کہ زبان تو ہوں دے بتی گارڈ بٹھائے گا زبان تے بہر لینا, لیکن پھر بھی بتی گارڈا نو ہٹا کے زبان ایسی دجیاں اڑاؤندی ہے نا کہ بندہ ساری عمر یاد رکھے گا کہ انہیں میں نے کوئی گل کی تھی. تے زبان تو کس قدر احتیاط دے نال کم لینا ضروری ہے. اب کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی بارگاہ چ ایک صحابی آ کے عرض کردے, یا رسول اللہ من دسو سب تو زیادہ جی خطرناک چیز نا میرے لیے میری باڈی چ, من دسو. آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے اپنی زبان پکڑ کے ارشاد فرمایا, زبان ایک ایسی چیز ہے جہاں مینو سب تو زیادہ خوف ہے. تو کس قدر احتیاط دی حاجت ہے اپنی زبان دے نال گفتگو کرنا, کس قدر احتیاط دی حاجت ہے کہ مسلمان بھائیاں دی حقوق دی, انہاں دی عزت دی, انہاں دی حرمت دی, انہاں دے جڑے حقوق او دی حفاظت کرنا. لیکن شاہ جی اس چیز نو بہت اگنور کیتا جاندا, اسی دیکھدے نیں جدوں گفتگو کردے ہاں تے بس.
قرآن میں بہت جگہ رب کریم نے منع فرمایا ستانے کے حوالے سے بھی اور بہتان لگانے کے حوالے سے. سورۃ العذاب کو پڑھ لیں اور بہت ساری
سورۃ النور ہے,
بہت ساری جگہوں پر ہے. مطلب ایک دفعہ کا فرمانا ہی کافی تھا
ایسے ہی ہے,
اور کئی جگہ پہ فرمانا, تو آپ غور کریں کہ یہ کتنا بڑا گناہ ہے. لیکن آج کامن ہے ہمارے یہاں, اللہ کرم فرمائے. کیا فرماتے افتخار بھائی؟
جی شاہ صاحب, اف یو لک دیٹ موسٹ آف دا ایشوز دیٹ وی ہیو, ڈیورس ایشوز اور دا کیسز دیٹ آر ٹیکنگ پلیس, یو لیو ود سمبڈی فار 15 ایئرز, 20 ایئرز, 30 ایئرز, ایٹ دا اینڈ yes, it's reached a stage maybe you can't live together, but there's no point in putting accusations out there against each other which are false, just to look good in court or to make or win your case. And this is what's happening, just putting random things out there just to make the other person look bad. He was your husband or she was your wife for all of these years. Why in front of everybody now, in front of people that are unknown, the judge is not known to you, the people that are not known to you, these things you bring in forward, even if they're true, hide them. Respectfully, with respect, separate, and there's no need to now declare the faults of people. Somebody once came to a person and he asked about his wife, you know, what's her faults? He said, it's my wife, why am I going to tell you her faults? I'm not going to tell you. After some time, they divorced and they separated. He said, now tell me. He said, now it's even worse. Why am I going to tell you about her faults now? She's not my wife anymore. And this is what I was reading once, that there are so many cases that people are so spiteful that they put accusations on their former husband, their wife, just to get the kids. He used to beat them. When did he beat them?
Allah.
He's never beaten up his children. He's been loving, caring, okay, something that happened between you and you split up, but he's never beaten up. Come on, don't take him to that level now. That now you're just throwing mud at him and slandering him and accusing him. Oh, the husband might say against the wife. She never used to feed or look after them. What's she been doing for 20 years? What's she been doing for 25 years? He never supported them once. Who's been bringing the food and the money into the house? So this is what happens. But I was reading once that there was a case with husband and wife in a country, and the judge was even surprised. Now, it was a divorce case, and they didn't say nothing bad about each other. They just said, we can't get on, and you know, the betterment for is that we separate. And he even said about his wife that she's a very good mother. She's very caring, she's a very good wife. And she said about the husband that he's very caring, he's loving to his children, and the judge said, why are you splitting up?
Allah.
You're talking good about each other, I've never heard of this before. But they said, look, it's not working out, so we're splitting up, but there's no need for us to accuse each other and say bad. Even the judge said, he said, never in my life have I come across a case like this. That both of you are this way. He said, both of you are good parents, and your children will split the time between both of you equally. And this is what we should be doing. If something doesn't work out with friends, then don't just burn those bridges. You need that bridge to get back. You're going to cross a bridge, you need to get back as well. If you burn it, how are you going to get back? Now you broke up with a friend and you're going to accuse him of all sorts. One day you might reconcile, you might join back together. And then you're not going to be able, even with your enemy said, at least keep some gunjaish. At least keep a little bit of something that one day, if you go in front of him, you got something. And if you totally burn those bridges, and you totally destroy that relationship with whoever, how are you going to go back towards them?
Jate bhi aise vakilon ke paas se jo bolenge aise kar do to ye nikal aayega. Aise kar do to aise kisi khauf e khuda wale ke paas jaye, kisi aali mufti ke paas jaakar masla puche ke ye tak karke poche vakil usko to paise bulane apne bolenge aise karoge to case jeet jaoge aise karoge jo nahi bhi hai wo karna padega. और लगा ठीक है जी केस जीतना है, मुझे ये चाहिए, मुझे वो चाहिए, मुझे जान छुड़ानी है. उस जान छुड़ाने के चक्कर में उसके ऊपर इतने मतलब वो केस डाल देंगे, इतने इल्जाम लगा देंगे, खुद ही बंदा हो जाएगा कि यार ये तो कभी सोचा ही नहीं था जिंदगी में, कभी बात ही नहीं ऐसी की थी. तो आपने बहुत प्यारी बात की है कि अगर नहीं बनती है तो प्यार मोहब्बत के साथ खत्म होना चाहिए ना. ऐसा तो नहीं है कि वो मतलब उसको बिल्कुल ही आइंदा कभी गुजरना ही नहीं, मतलब इतना बंदा रखना चाहिए कि सलाम दुआ कैसे गुजरे तो बंदा सलाम दुआ के काबिल
है. इन फ्रंट ऑफ पीपल दैट यू डोंट नो यू शेयरिंग ऑल योर पर्सनल थिंग्स and trying to put dirt on the other person, isn't that a shameful scene in itself? Like you're sitting in front of people that you don't know and they listening to you and they're thinking, what kind of people are these? So think carefully about what you are doing. And many times the lying, lying, backbiting, slandering, these are all very closely linked. Normally when an accident happens, what normally happens, I was speaking to one, Imam Sahib unfortunately had a car accident. Very, very nice person, very honest person, very reliable person. He said, I told the people, the insurance, that they're dealing with my claim, I had an accident. They said to me, okay, write four other people. He said, look, there's only me in the car. They go, no, we'll get you four people, because I don't need four people. There's only me in the car. They go, no, you need the one at the back, so he broke his leg. He goes, nah, yeah. He goes, that, you know, this didn't happen, because I don't need you to get me four people.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there was an individual I was speaking to who said that I had a crash. And the straight away, I called the ambulance and we said, get the stretcher out. He rolled down, whiplash, leg break, everything, four people in the car. He rolled down all these lies, everything. What happened, Shah Sahib, 5-6 years later, he had his accident in reality. His leg got broken. He had whiplash. He lost a lot of things. At that time, that £2,000 seemed easy. But later, in reality, it happened. Now, so don't ask for these things to come to your doorstep. Keep the truth, keep the honesty, and inshallah, it will save you from these things.
Akhir mein, inshallah, Abdul Hanan mein kya message denge?
Sayyid Sahab, simply, rather than getting to speak about others, ponder over yourself. Finding faults in others, finding negative points in others. Think about how much negativity we have in ourselves, how many faults we have in ourselves. And ponder over this, turn towards yourself and try to change this, inshallah.
Aap kya message denge?
So when we're looking for the faults of these other people, you know, look at their good side as well. They must have some good quality. So rather than fault finding and looking for their bads and their negatives, we all have that. focus on their positive. Look at all the good things they're doing. Like the husband and the wife is mentioned regarding the wife. Yes, she might have one negative. Look at all the good things, all the positives as well. So in every individual, look for the positives, inshallah.
So last mein bas ek hadith pak Saeed bin Zayd radhiyallahu ta'ala unko kehte hain ki Nabi Kareem ne farmaya sabse bada sood yani ke guna musalman ki nahaq آبرو ریزی کرنا اللہ ہم سب کو محفوظ
کرنا آمین تو اپنا خیال رکھیں صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah